This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Stein Seed is focusing on working closer with growers. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
No matter what seed you select, a crop will only reach its maximum potential yield with the proper management practices. But with how much data goes into those decisions, that's easier said than done. Stein Seed President Myron Stein said they are focusing more on maintaining a closer relationship with growers after they sell them their seed hybrids, which will help those growers maximize their profits.
We've never had a focus on helping that customer place the product properly, helping the customer plant the product properly, and then assuring that, okay, did they get the results from planting? Did they get the proper stand that they need to carry them through the growing season? So we have a huge initiative on that. So we want to do more than just be a company providing excellent genetics to our customer. We want to be that company bringing them solutions to help them on their acre to maximize their profit on that acre.
Stein said that their solutions don't just include recommended hybrids. They also want to make sure that farmers know the best ways to plant and manage those hybrids.
So we first start off, typically in the month of January, we want to have sat down with the customer, gathered any information that they think they want help with by mid-January, and then by mid-February, we want to come back to them and say, okay, here's some solutions that we have for you. And by the way, on the products that you've purchased, this is how you use those products. This is how you plant those products. And that's the time frame. A lot of that continues on into planting season. But we try to have everything done by the middle of February.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.